Tyler, today is the day. It happened. Everything that I've been teasing for months and lying to the people saying, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in October. No, November, maybe December. Finally happening. January. I'm not
January
alive.
23rd.
Hell yeah.
Special
I.
guest episode. First ever special guest episode of Knowing Ball.
And you know what? He'll be here in just a minute.
Yep. Arriving shortly.
Do we have to fill air now, or are we gonna be?
I mean, that was like kind of the idea, right? We've just been. The funny thing is, we were talking for like 5 minutes straight before this,
About
and
things that
now it's like, all right,
actually
it's time.
worked.
All right, the camera's on. It's time to actually talk, like, do what we're here to do. And it's like, wait.
And then we shit the bed. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That was
We were
embarrassing.
just talking about how Ben Johnson is a sellout and he is a scumbag and he can. Honestly, go fuck himself. If we're being honest, if I'm keeping it 100 with everyone here, that's how I feel about him. Aaron Glenn, on the other hand, congrats to him on the full-time job and in New York with the Jets. I hope he, can find some success. Obviously not against the Lions, but hopefully he goes on as a decent head coach. We'll see. I'm kind of on the fence on both of them. But Ben Johnson, the move he pulls going to a division rival 2 days after we have a heart like a gut-wrenching loss, right? Like everyone is devastated. All of Detroit is devastated. This dude packs his bag, smiles on his face, could care less, and heads straight to Chicago to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. And it felt like a smack in the face, honestly. Like obviously, he can take the Chicago job. I'm not going to be a fan of him, since he does or when he does or what, obviously he did. But just like horrible timing, horrible timing. I mean, you got enemies in all of us now, Ben. Like, we all hate your guts. Like, thank you for what you did here, but now we want to piss on you every time we play you and we want to own the Bears. So that's where we're at. Like I said, AG, wish you the best. Ben Johnson, we're coming for your throat.
I think it is specifically the leaving 2 days after the loss that kind of just really rubs people the wrong way. Like, I
Yeah.
get like going to the division rival and everything, but at the end of the day, the Bears job opening is probably one of the better job openings out there. So it kind of makes sense to want it. I do
Fair.
get like you don't want to see your guy go to a division rival, but at
Right.
the same time, you get to work with a very talented young quarterback.
I mean,
Objectively, they have good weapons, you
for
know?
an offensive mind like him, it's a good fit for him, I would say. I mean, it makes sense that he would want to go to there, out of all of the other head coaching openings.
But the leaving 2 days after really does sell the, yeah, your mind wasn't even there during that divisional round game, which, I mean, other than the let's have Jameson Williams throw the ball play call, I don't necessarily think that his play calling was that bad. Like,
Right.
they did well. Like, it's not, he didn't call plays that led to turnovers, right?
Right.
So, not that I'm, trying to say like, oh, like he was all there, but like at the same time, he
I
still
know, I get
did
what you're saying.
call a
And
decent one,
honestly,
right?
he did fine. He himself did fine. It's just like the way he did it, just I think it rubs me the wrong way. Rubs people the wrong way in Detroit especially. We were talking about this right before we started recording how everyone on, I kept seeing everyone on Twitter like, or you mentioned this, you're like, act like people act like, the Lions fans act like they've never had a coordinator leave before. And it was like, what, like J since JFK, they
Since
haven't had a
JFK,
coordinator
yeah.
leave for a head coaching job. So everyone, the one reply on Twitter I saw was like, they literally haven't experienced this before. So yeah, that was funny. And it's true. And it's also why it's probably a little bit hard for us to take, I saw another comment that was like, it wasn't that hard to get rid of Jim Bob Cooter. When you lose an offensive-minded, guru essentially in Ben Johnson, to the division rival, that hurts a little bit, especially 2 days after a playoff loss when you thought it was
Yeah.
going to be your Super Bowl year. So, yeah.
Tyler, he's here, man. I think
Hopefully.
we're gonna put a pause on our conversation so we can let him into the room.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, you might know him on YouTube, Urinating Tree. All right, welcome to the show, Urinating Tree. For everyone that doesn't know, he's a YouTuber, been following him for quite a couple of years. Tree, why don't you take a second to introduce yourself to the fine folks?
Well, my name is Urinating Tree. I've been doing YouTube since, well, sports YouTube since 2016, 2017. I ramble about sports. That's the best way to really describe things. Just a proud owner, apparently, of the Nick Sirianni fan club and 9-8 Super Bowl. We go all the way. Let's go. Let's go.
That's funny. I'll kind of hop in for a second. I honestly, Trey, I didn't even I had never heard of you, and then Thomas kind of, was like, hey, I got this YouTuber. I shot him a DM. He said he would hop on. I'm like, let me check him out, and was blown away that I, one, haven't heard of you because you do have a quite the following on YouTube. And two, I just, I looked into a couple of your videos, and I like the kind of content you post. Thomas best described you as a shit poster. That's what he said.
I describe it as that too. I'm a shit poster. That's the best way to really do it,
Yeah, I
which
mean,
is funny.
I kind of got drawn in on those locale videos that you would do, like
The old school ones. Yep.
those were the first ones that I really got drawn in on so
Nice.
many years back. So.
It's always weird to look back on those, like the ones I did 16, 17. You have the ones that didn't age so well, like the 49ers one's been kind of like back and forth, back and forth. You have ones like the Andy Reid one didn't age all that well. And then you have the ones that have just haven't aged a second. The Falcons, the Jets, the Browns. Like those ones just haven't aged a bit. The Bears kind of are like back and forth too, but and I'm just like, okay. I could have just literally posted the Jets one last week and it would still be just as accurate.
It's just
I would just
always
have to change
evergreen
up a few
content,
things about the season. That's all I would have to do.
Yeah, it's evergreen content, really.
Pretty
And
much.
I go back and rewatch them a couple of times just because they're always, yeah, they are relevant, and they're always so funny. And it's a stark difference from when you're doing Superman 64 reviews and things like
Oh,
that.
there were older ones too. I had a different channel back in like 07, 08. That was one of the ones I like just randomly brought on just for like archival purposes. It was a strange time. Let's just put it that
Yeah,
way.
exactly. Yeah, so one of the reasons I always gravitated towards you, because I'm a Steelers fan too, so seeing the days of our Steelers stuff always really captured my attention. And it just that soap opera, even though Ben and AB and Le'Veon are gone, really has not ended at all.
It kind of has, but at the same time, it more or less has just kind of been more of a malaise. I mean, looking at the fan base, this is the most apathetic I've seen it in over 20 years. Because it's just like, ugh, it's like, great. Like, nothing's going to change. So it's like, why muster up excitement? I mean, my belief, dude, if they draft Jalen Milroe, I'm going to flip. Like,
That's what I told Thomas they
Because I
should
feel like
do.
that's the rumors that are going around. It's like they like Jalen Milroe. I'm like, oh God. Like
Well,
he sucks.
the discussion that we had, I think it was last week, Thomas was, obviously talking about how you guys always, Tomlin always gets his, over 500 thing out of the way, and then you get a, shitty low-end draft pick, and you can't really do much. You can't get a quarterback, and he's like, what quarterback am I gonna get, like, in the 20s? And I was like, well, Jalen Milroe might be there. And he was
Jalen Milroe.
like, God,
No.
no,
Here's
please.
the thing, like if he showed me something in college, like I
Right.
might buy it, but he was terrible. You see him in the bowl game, like he had one game against Georgia. And then it
Jalen
was
Milroe's
and he
stock
wasn't even that great, and then it
went
just like he
from
just fell apart.
It went from very high to completely
I
plummeted
didn't
by the
even
end of
like
his
him
college
before the
career.
bowl game. I didn't think he was that
He
good.
was on a very, very, big decline at the end of his collegiate career, which is very unfortunate for him because he was, getting talked about so much, and he just absolutely pissed it away.
As I said, I still think he'll get drafted high because of his raw attributes, but I'm like, I don't trust the Steelers to even develop this guy. Like they've never had a guy like him since Slash. They never really developed him as a passer either. And I just don't think Jalen Milroe is any good. I think he just has some speed and attributes, but his arm is just no.
Yeah, and their options at quarterback are not great at
Yeah,
all,
there are projects this year. Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. They're not guaranteed things. Like they've got a lot of work to do.
And then
Yeah, I mean, Shadur has only been coached by his dad, and Cam Ward obviously had his struggles at Miami too. So yeah, you're right. And they're gonna get taken top five
top
probably.
five, probably
Yeah.
both.
So yeah. It's weird. It's weird how quarterback classes can vary so much in, yeah, I don't know.
And then just guys just rise up randomly. I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Milroe just surprisingly goes like
Wouldn't
12th
shock
or
me. I
something, you
mean,
know?
as I said, it's just like the random ones. There's always like one or two that randomly like jump up draft boards. Happened with JJ McCarthy
Yep.
last
I was gonna
year.
say last year they, I mean, teams were jumping to draft a QB in the top 10. I mean, Atlanta took Penix, which obviously in hindsight might have been the right call. But
But
still, like, they had
still,
just signed Cousins. They have all, you know, all these other
yeah, and
weapons. They
they
could
had
have.
the potential tampering too. That was the
Right.
worry.
Right. Exactly.
But like my thing there is like you could have used that money to sign like Hunter Van Ginkle. That would have helped your pass rush, but
Yep.
what do I know?
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to get six quarterbacks in the first like top 15 picks this year.
No.
You don't have
No.
anyone near that.
Not a
Like
chance.
Quinn Ewers is not going in the top 15.
No.
I think you're going to
Definitely
be
not.
safe there. I mean, the only one I can think is maybe Jackson Dart, but it's like he's still more of a project than Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
He had that one throw. Everyone thinks he's going to be like a first round quarterback. I mean, you can see like he's a project. Like that's most of the quarterbacks in this class, they're projects.
Right. So, okay, first, what do you want the Steelers to do at quarterback? But what do you think they're actually going to end up doing at quarterback?
Question is, the Steelers are in a tough scenario because with the Arthur Smith offense, you rely on a heavy balanced attack, ground and pound play action. I think what they're going to do is they're probably going to run it back because there's no other real options out there. Question is, like, unless like Brock Purdy's available, and Brock Purdy, I mean, he would probably work out well in an Arthur Smith offense. He plays that sort of style. But once again, do you want to throw 25, 30 million at Sam Darnold and hope he can, maintain his first 15 weeks of the season? Do you hope that like a Geno Smith randomly becomes available and you trade for him? I don't think Seattle's going to get rid of him. What else do you have? I mean, do you, Daniel Jones?
I was gonna say,
No.
I mean,
So I think
Rodgers,
what they're going
Daniel
to
Jones.
do, oh God, no Aaron Rodgers. I want him to go to Minnesota to complete the cycle.
Follow in his father's footsteps, as it
Yep,
were.
his father's footsteps. Finish there and mentor JJ McCarthy in the art of not giving a shit. That's my goal completely. But I think, like, as I said, Wilson, there's nowhere else really for him to go. I mean, unless he wants to be a mentor in New York or Cleveland. But I don't think Cleveland's even going to want to try it. I'll probably stick with Jameis and then have a probably a young quarterback or they'll draft Abdul Carter. I think, too. And Fields, I mean, he has offerings, but like the thing is, like he didn't really stretch the field in Pittsburgh. The main thing, guy who stretched it was Wilson with the moon ball, and that's always really got loved. So, as I said, I think they'll roll with both and they'll give Fields a bigger role.
Yeah, it was
Interesting.
interesting to see they always kept talking, oh, Fields is going to see the field a little bit this
No,
year
no,
still
no, no,
anyways,
no,
and then
no. He did a
they
little
just
bit,
didn't do
and
anything
then
with them.
it's like, oh, we're going to use plays. He was out there like three times. He got injured against Washington. I think that did a little bit, but they didn't really utilize him that much. And the thing is, it was predictable because, oh, when Fields is in, they're probably going to run the football.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone ever thought they were going to pass with Fields,
Yeah.
especially because it was always like third and one when they would
It
throw
was
him
a
in
third and
there.
short they would do. They'd probably run an RPO and then he'd roll out to the right. That's what it would probably be.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny from an outside perspective because I'm a Lions fan. So
I'm
like I
sorry,
don't
my
really un
condolences.
right. Yeah, I know. I was gonna say I just watched your congratulations Lions video and I was having Vietnam flashbacks at the gym today
Oof.
of watching that game. But it's okay. We move on. I was gonna say my roommate is a Steelers fan, so I've always had this like outside perspective of like what it's like to be a fan. And it's funny because he always sheds like all of his grievances and stuff. And obviously, I talk to Thomas frequently about it too. And I mean, yes, it's grim, but me and Thomas were just talking about this before he came in. He was like, "We have the last time the Steelers made a AFC Championship game was like the first week of Trump's first term or
Yeah, it
whatever."
was
And I was like,
Obama.
"Oh yeah, okay." Well, I was like, "Well, I mean, you know, I haven't even ever saw an NFC Championship game until last
Yeah.
year, so it could always be,
It could always
you
be one.
know, Little
It
year or
could.
worse or
I
whatever. But
think.
I get what you're saying though, because Pittsburgh, I mean, notoriously is a winning, it was a winning city, is a winning franchise. So I get the grievances too, though.
It's the grievances, it's more or less that you're stuck in this purgatory and you're not really bothering to move. You're not changing anything. I think that's where the grievance comes in. Because, okay, you tried overhauling the quarterback room, the receiving room, and the O-line room. Offensive line, I mean, didn't really work because you have your Broderick Jones. You've been playing him at right tackle the whole time. He's been a massive disappointment. Dan Moore is not good. Running back room, you're probably going to overhaul. I don't know if Najee Harris is going to come back. I'm like, eh, he's okay. The 1,000-yard like rushing, it's like the Mike Tomlin no losing seasons record at this point. Like he has flashes, but at other times it's like Jaylen Warren has the more explosive like runs.
Exactly, yeah. Because
Wide
I mean,
receiver
average
rooms.
like 59 yards to get a 1,000-yard season.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
it's
With a
nothing.
17-game season. I mean, as I said, like, but and wide receiver room, you tried to bring in Brandon Ayuk, didn't work out. That might have actually been a bullet dodge. He didn't do much there. You tried to bring in Christian Kirk, he got injured. Mike Williams, they didn't really use him all that much. Like, I mean, he's not the same since his injury, but at the same time, I figured they would have tried to use him a little more. He had a couple moon balls, but that was really about it. I would say, I mean, and most of the thing is like you're not really gonna alter anything because the main thing, if you look at our playoff appearances, two of the last three, they should have never made it because Indianapolis and Jacksonville both collapsed. And then it's like, okay, well, we're gonna get in and probably get our asses beat. And now you're in a situation where, okay, this final stretch with Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. That was your true test to see if you were a true contender or the same old, same old. And then it just, everything went off the rails. And I think the main thing, at least to me, I saw a team that quit. I saw a team that didn't try against Baltimore. And I'm like, dude, really? And like they were guys who seemed like they were planning their vacations weeks ago. And that's where the concern lies. And it's like, it's just a malaise. It's apathy. Like it's not even like hatred. It's like, look, I've already yelled a ton at the Steelers. There's no point in yelling at this team. Because quite frankly, it's like I don't think they're worth it right now. But it's just like, eh, okay.
Yeah, and I feel like even if they were to move on from Tomlin, they're just going to go get another defensive guy who's going to come up
Yeah.
with the exact same
Of
philosophy
course.
that
I
Tomlin
mean
has.
already two's the real problem. Because he's just like he's more interested in being content with, you know, the new standard of mediocrity. Like, because that's what you are. You are a C plus team that's masquerading as an A. If you look at the NFLPA report card, they are near the bottom in a lot of categories. And that goes towards already too. Like they don't have like a live daycare. They have a lot of like amenity or lack a lot of amenities that a lot of other teams have.
Sharing
I
a
know
locker room fit, you know,
can't
various things.
well that's a different scenario, but it's like a smaller locker room. I think that's the issue there. They want to renovate it to make it a little bigger. I know like Clark Hunt is another one who's pretty bad on those ratings too, but that's he's mass because it's the Chiefs. I think the main thing too, it's with Artie too, like he's never really made like a big decision. He's afraid. Like to speak of a proper Tomlinism, he lives in his fears. Like he doesn't, I mean, sometimes you have to try because like in a Tomlin situation, I think he's a good coach, but he's been well past his expiration date. I see it as like an Andy Reid in Philly situation. Like you see, like, okay, both these guys need to split off for the better of themselves and be able to evolve. Remember, Andy Reid didn't evolve until he left Kansas City and he was forced to because of years of failure and getting Patrick Mahomes. Philly took a while too, but at the same time, they got a ring out of it. And I feel like that's the situation we're in right now. I feel like it's just like, it's not working anymore. You just need to split for the sake of just like the betterment self-development of both coach and team. But they're not going to do that.
No, they're. I think that having only had three coaches in the past 50 plus years leads into that as well. They like giving off the facade of we're the consistent team, we're the team that's always present kind of thing. So it's just being content with complacency.
I get confused with how these like how these owners. I get really confused with their thought process because like I understand with the you know the three coaches and the 50 plus year, whatever the you know the stat is or whatever, But like, if it's not working, and if you're stuck, like you said, they're stuck in a limbo, which, by the way, is like feels almost impossible to do in the NFL, right?
It's
Because like
a breakout because it's just
you'll
the
see
cap
like
situation.
you'll see like NBA teams like be stuck at like the 8 seed, the 9 seed, the 10 seed, like consistently throughout. But like in the NFL, it's like Thomas has mentioned this. It's either like you're good or you're bad. There's really no middle, and it's like it doesn't really continue to the next year or the year after or the year after. But it's this continue for this specifically the Steelers. It's this continuous year after like barely making, barely missing the playoffs, getting bounced in the first round, and it's like
And
I don't know. It's weird. And then like the ownership doesn't think that there's an issue, I guess. I don't know. I just
They're content with it, I feel like. And if you look at a lot of the games they play, it's not really because of structure that they won. It's usually individual effort or the other team self-destructing. Not really as much this year, but if you look at it, if it weren't for TJ Watt and Chris Boswell, you're a 5-win team. Boswell won them 2 games on his own, and TJ Watt just does anime shit most of the time. And it's just like, oh, punch the ball out. Like, well, hey, TJ Watt, let's go. Yay.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the high-end talent bailing them out, like you always say. Yeah.
Gosh.
And I mean, we see how like the Lions were in kind of the same boat, obviously worse than what the Steelers are in right now, but the Lions were in that boat of ownership being for the longest time complacent with, mediocre to bad football and
Mostly
never
bad.
making, I mean, with Stafford, they never made moves to bring actual talent in. They never made moves
No.
to actually retain their talent. And
No.
now, the ownership,
They ran
shifted and
off
new
talent.
philosophy came in, and you see how that changes. Just switching up ownership, having
Yeah.
someone who
I
actually
mean,
wants to
look at
win.
Washington. Look at Washington. I mean, especially now that you have Josh Harris, who has mixed results in Philadelphia and New Jersey, but the fact that it's not Dan Snyder is just a huge upgrade. I mean, you see it's night and day with that franchise.
100%. That honestly, shout out to the Commanders. I mean, I know we just got our ass beat by them, but they did a complete 360, like complete 360. They were a poverty franchise for a while with Snyder as, being head ownership and everything and all the negative things that he brought with him too. And obviously making that switch was crucial. And yeah, what who do you got in who do you got in the championships? I know I watched your playoff hater edition video, and you said Chiefs Eagles. Is that, are you sticking with that?
I'm sticking with that one, man.
Fair.
I just it, the thing
Fair.
is, the Eagles rushing attack's really strong, and the Chiefs, they play a very demoralizing Patriot style football. They're just very precise, methodical. Short passes, just keep it easy. And then Travis Kelce's wide open in the middle of the field for some reason and then just runs for a 30-yard gain. That's just how they roll. I mean, they're a strong team. They buckled down when it needs to be. I know people are going to bitch about the referees with them, but the problem is, like, they didn't play special teams and they are not offensive linemen for the Texans. It was just, that was just, that's why they lost.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying it not being Chiefs Eagles, to be honest, too.
That's just gross, though. Like, that game is gross. I
It
probably
is
won't watch
gross, but
that
at the end of the
game.
day, it's just, I feel like it's just, we're all just resigned to it. But the problem is, if it's Chiefs commies, like, it is going to be the first time in American history that the majority of the nation is openly rooting for commies. Like, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, exactly. It would be
That's funny.
very funny if they decided to come out the day before the Super Bowl and say, "We're changing our name back to the
The
Redskins."
Redskins. Oh. Dude, there's like traction like from some of their fan base that are trying to go off. I mean, at least they had an identity with that. Like Commanders is just so bland. That's why everyone calls them the Commies. It's just like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was better as just being the Washington football team. That at
The
least
football team. Oh, at least
was
it was tongue
unique.
in cheek and you could just laugh at
I like the meme where it's like, "Oh fuck, you're gonna make me calm."
it.
That's just funny.
I mean, I don't know. I think the Bills, if the Chiefs are going to go down any year, I feel like this is the year that they might go down. I mean, you've seen them kind of have a lot of one score games in the regular season. Obviously, that wasn't reflected in the Texans game, but There's something about this Bills team that I do think has a serious shot at pulling this off, just with how Joe Brady's offense doing really well. Their running game is actually chugging along for once in a long time. So
My concern with Buffalo is their defense. I know they've been giving up like a good chunk of yardage for the most part, and that's my worry. Josh Allen's going to have to play like MVP God mode, which he could do. He did during the regular season. But Buffalo against Chiefs in the playoffs, that always just seems to be like, I'm just waiting for the moment, like, okay, when's the heartbreak going to happen? When's it going to happen? It's just, I'm just waiting for it in the bottom of my mind because it's just how narratives work.
So I saw the maybe it'll be
So the,
wide
all the
left
script
comment.
writers. Where the script writers, what are they writing? I don't
Seriously.
want to know.
Yeah,
Chiefs Eagles again?
another
Is it
6
going to be
second
a Josh Allen
comeback.
injury somewhere? Is it going to be like that?
I mean,
Please, no.
if they're gonna make one team three-peat, it's gonna be the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. So I
Oh, of
mean,
course.
when it happens, we can't say we were surprised, because if the script writers are real, then what other team would they have win this year other than the Chiefs
Yeah.
to kind of take over as that dynasty
The
of.
Eagles, maybe, but like even then, I feel like nobody wants the Eagles to win outside of Philly.
Right.
I think the better script is Josh Allen and Hurts get injured and their teams pull it out,
Oh.
and then you get Trubisky Pickett Super Bowl.
Oh, that'd be great. I don't think that's gonna happen though. I mean, I wish it did. Or you do get, or Mahomes gets injured and you get a Carson Wentz versus Philly Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going
Okay.
to happen,
I
but you
mean,
never know.
Mahomes always has his ankle issues in the
Yeah,
playoffs.
they had
So
this
ankle
last year
issues.
too. And then he's like, oh, look, I'm just going to run repeatedly, nonstop for 20 yard gains. He does this every year.
Completely
Come on.
unfazed, but he
I'd be
has
like,
ankle
oh, no,
issues.
my ankle hurts. Oh, I just threw for 300 yards. Touchdown, game over. That is what he does.
Oh man, that's so funny. Oh. What a fun NFL season.
It has been a very interesting season.
It's one of the seasons of our time, if I say so myself.
So the Jaguars fired their general manager, and
Yes,
we're
Kern
seeing
Wahlke.
Cohen out of Tampa Bay giving him a second shot for an interview.
Yes,
I think
apparently
that is the funniest thing in the world.
Tampa isn't able to contact him or something. Apparently now they've been able to
He
contact Todd Bowles, but it's
signed a deal, right, to stay with them, and then he went back for another interview with the
he
Jaguars.
never actually signed the deal, apparently.
He
He
just
never
was like
actually signed it.
verbally
And I
agreed.
think that might be why. I
Interesting.
don't know what to tell you. I mean, as I said, it's like, it seems like, I mean, dude, Shot Khan needed to get rid of Trent Baalke. I mean, he botched two coaching searches. And maybe, and even if Liam Cohen doesn't work, I feel like that dude should get a statue outside of Duval just for getting rid of Trent Baalke.
Yeah, imagine being Trent Baalke right now, and you read that Liam Cohen's like, "Oh, I'll come back for an interview now that Trent Baalke's gone."
Right. It's like,
Just
oh, okay, I'll come back. And then they're gonna throw him all the money and all right.
but then
It kind
to
of reminds me of Pitt with Todd Graham. Remember when Todd Graham rejected him? They brought in the one guy, Michael, I think it was Caldwell. And then what happened was that he got fired because of domestic abuse allegations. I think they were actually ruled false over time, but they went back to Todd Graham and threw him all the money. He's like, here, come to coaches. And then he's like, well, see ya. I'm out next year. I mean, if it's like that, I don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, hey.
I mean, I don't even know if I'd want to take a coaching job without a GM in place, though, either. Because for all you know, the worst guy's going to come and take Balky's spot. I don't.
I think the thing with Cohen, too, it's that. I mean, he's going to bring in his own guys, GM. I think it's going to be like one of those pairing things like Shane and Dable in New York. Probably one of those rules.
Okay. Tyler, how's your inner Lions fan doing this past week, knowing that you don't got football to watch this weekend?
It sucks. Like, honest, like you think that this year is going to be your year, which in retrospect, obviously it was not going to be our year with the IR injuries and the injuries in general. But yeah, it sucks because like I was like, all right, expecting the Lions in the Super Bowl. I have, to look. I get to look forward to these games, and now I am not looking forward to them. On top of that, I hate the Chiefs. I don't like Patrick Mahomes, and I'm gonna have to watch them make a Super Bowl again. And I don't like Philly, and I don't like Jalen Hurts, and I'm gonna have to watch them make a Super Bowl again, most likely. And it's gonna be my least favorite Super Bowl, that matchup that could have happened, and I'm gonna have to sit there and watch it anyways because that's what I'm gonna get fed by the NFL. So it's a double whammy because like one, the Lions aren't in it, and two, it's gonna be Chiefs and Eagles again, and I'm gonna want to puke watching the game the whole time.
I think that's you and a bunch of the football world right now.
It's
And
unfortunate.
we're all still going to watch it. And it's just like the football fatigue is going to be very, very real. And I'm like,
Well, I
ugh.
was like, my buddies were like, we're still gonna get together for the Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, if it's Chiefs Eagles, I'm not gonna watch it. And after I've taken time to think about that, I'm definitely going to watch that game
Yeah,
still.
I mean, just go to the just go and eat like chips and watch commercials. That's what everyone does anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, for
exactly.
me, I'm gonna stream it, so I'm like, I have to watch it for what I do, and I'm like, ugh, come on, my TV's pointed this way. That's why I'm going to be pointed. It's like, well, Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift is now on the field, and she is pegging Travis Kelce, Super Bowl MVP. That they are getting married and
Good for
happily
Trav.
ever
Good for Trav.
after. Yeah, I
Good
mean,
for
hey, if he's into that
sure.
sort of thing, good for him.
Yeah.
I'm just spitballing. I
No, but I mean that is kind of the whole thing everyone's picturing at this point,
Yep.
If it is Chiefs
Yeah.
Eagles, it's just gonna be a repeat of what, 2 3 years ago? 2 years ago? It's not
Two is correct. I think it is
two.
two.
2 years ago.
It's.
Yeah. The worst part is I'm not happy if either team wins. Because one, like I said, I hate the Chiefs and I hate Patrick Mahomes. And two, I hate Philly in general. So it's a lose-lose. The only thing would be, it'd be cool to see Saquon get a Super Bowl, I guess, because I do like Saquon.
After years of being on a team that's absolute ass, seeing Saquon have success is the
Of
one
course.
caveat of the Eagles.
Yeah,
Worst
definitely.
scenario, man.
Who would have thought that it just takes leaving a terrible franchise to finally be able to be an
To rush for
MVP
2,000 yards
conversations?
and be an MVP candidate and be in the NFC Championship. Yeah, who would have thought?
Oh yeah. Be pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Tyler, I was the same way about the national championship for college football with I'm not going to watch this. I don't like Notre Dame or Ohio State, even though you keep telling me I'm Ohio State fan for some reason.
Now, Thomas is a closet.
No,
Me and
I'm
Thomas
not.
both went to me and Thomas both went to Michigan State and graduated from there.
Oh.
Well,
I mean,
wait.
I was gonna say Michigan, and I'm like, oh crap, you poor fools. You had to deal with Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Oh no. We went to Michigan State. But Thomas is actually a closet
No, I'm
Ohio
not.
State fan. So
I
I don't
am
know what
not.
it is, but
They have great players.
every time I bring up Ohio State, he has something, positive to say about them, or he reinforces. It's
Tyler,
weird.
all I said was they had that Ohio had Cedar Point. That's all I said.
Well, usually if you're from Michigan, you don't really have anything positive to say about Ohio in the first place. Thomas was like bringing out the reinforcements when I was like, Ohio isn't like, there's nothing there. He's like, Cedar Point's there. There's this there. There's this. I'm like, all right, dude, I get it. You're a big Ohio fan. It's fine. I'll leave it alone. I'll drop
Cost
it.
of living's reasonable. I like Columbus, but
Columbus,
that's
nice. I've
different.
never been.
It's a nice city. Thing is, it's very open, spacious. Cost of living's really low, but the problem is, like, it's a college town. There's not much to really do as a pro athlete. I think that's why a lot of like the Blue Jackets players tend to leave. But as I said, like, it's like a Pittsburgh-sized city, which it's as I said, it's just flat. That's the main thing. But it is scenic.
I see. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate Ohio State like a Michigan fan would. I don't care for them either because they've been so good for so long. It's just you get sick of seeing them too, and especially in the Big Ten and everything like that. So, yeah.
Low key, I was rooting for Ohio State because I can't stand Notre Dame fans and just the
Fair.
exposure of Notre Dame. And Notre Dame versus Penn State was my hell. I'm just going to put it out there right now because I'm a Pitt fan. And it's not just that. There are a lot of Penn State fans around here, and it's just like, oh, God. It's like, well, I mean, we're just waiting for the point where James Franklin happens. And, well, he didn't even happen. It was Drew Aller randomly just
I
changed
cannot
his draft
believe
stock.
Drew Aller threw that ball, by the way. That was a horrible throw. What a terrible read.
Yep. And I mean, I thought he could have been a top five pick if he declared. It's like, well, and there goes his draft stock.
See you for
See you
your
at Penn
senior
State
year,
next year,
buddy.
buddy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for any surrounding fan base other than Ohio State, Notre Dame, that was probably a pretty hard watch.
I mean, not many people watched it. It was only like 22 million. Like the ratings were pretty low. I mean, I don't know why they played it on a Monday night either, but I was like
I
kind of
don't know
like on
why
and
they
off
do that.
watching it, but I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that either.
I think it's because like they don't want to compete with football, but I feel like they should have done it on a Friday night.
I made a random parlay that cashed for $400, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that was
Did
pretty
you
cool.
use promo code Utree? I did
Are you
not.
tree on underdog?
No, I don't think you can use Underdog in Michigan, which is
Yeah,
unfortunate.
no, I don't think you
it,
can.
I know like oh, you can use for underdog you can use it for daily for like fantasy, but you
Yeah, I
can't
think
use it for
that it,
pick'em because the thing
yeah.
is like I can show my picks but I can't actually do them. It's annoying.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my brother deals with the
Yeah,
same
that's
thing in
weird.
Wisconsin right now. He has to go to the casino if he wants to place bets on stuff, which
Yeah.
luckily he lives 5 minutes away from a casino
That's the thing.
for
I
him.
bet I'll put like a buck or two down. I'm just afraid of jinxing it all the time. And I'm like, I remember a couple of years ago, Patriots Steelers. I'm like, pound the under, pound the under, pound the under. I put like $20 on it because I was so certain they blow through the under and a half. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was
Exactly.
fucking Mitch Trubisky against Bailey Zappi. How does that go over?
That's the one thing about betting. It's like it can be thrilling, but it's like, dude, you feel like you're the biggest fucking jinx 99% of the time.
Yes. That's
You
why I
feel
only put
like,
like a buck or two down. Like I
right,
don't
you
put
feel like the
much.
biggest jinx in the world if you don't, if whatever happens, you're like, is it like this
Exactly.
happened because I put money on them?
If I did the other way, it would be the polar opposite. I know
Yep,
this
exactly.
works.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Life of a degenerate. I know how that
Yes,
is.
that's me. Yeah,
Yep.
I've managed to stay away from the sports betting for the most part, but
I think there's a lot of like backlash to sports betting now. It's understandable. I
it's
mean,
so
shit's everywhere
weird.
now.
Yeah, I mean, like ESPN doing their own
Yeah,
thing with
ESPN has their
it.
own thing.
It's
I'm just
like,
like, what?
it doesn't really make sense, because then it like you could play into like the whole like script writing shit even harder if you wanted to,
Exactly.
right?
Yeah. I
Like,
mean, when you see stuff like Jontay Porter happen,
right.
where he's deliberately taking the under and pulling
Right.
himself out of a game.
Exactly.
I mean, that just fuels it.
I mean,
And I
there's a
know.
saying that Vegas made the call, but it could quite literally get to that point. You know, it feels like, at least with how, much they're doing with, these different places,
Yeah.
especially like ESPN, which is supposed to be like the lead thing of,
The worldwide leader in
sports. And
sport.
right, yeah,
And
exactly.
the weird thing is, you don't even need much to do that. You only need a couple of referees or like people higher up that can just like
Right.
change a call here or there, tweak some things. Like, I don't think they're rigged. The more argument is that they could be manipulated certain ways if you like a
Right.
call's dropped or a call rises, that that's a definite swing.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's real, but if it does come out, I'm not going to bat an eyelash. I'll be like,
Right.
yeah,
Well,
that sounds about right.
the thing is I saw it was the other day. I saw something. This ref went on like 60 minutes and had this whole conversation. It was a while ago. It was like 2010, I want to say, or
Was it
whatever.
Tim Donaghy
Yeah, about it
of
was
the
about
NBA?
AI. Yeah, it was about AI, right? How they like called him differently intentionally or something like
Yep.
that. They called fouls differently intentionally. I don't know. It's like, if they were doing it back then, they could, like you said, not like they're rigging the game, but like certain calls can be
Yeah.
made, or like
Oh, yeah.
a certain ref could call this certain foul, more frequently, or whatever the case might be.
Lakers Kings in the NBA Western Conference Championship all those years ago. Like the Lakers had something like 43 throws to the Kings 15. Like
Yeah,
that's a
that's
huge that was a huge scandal. I
ridiculous.
think
Yeah,
Donaghy was involved in that one.
probably. Yeah, it's weird. It's crazy. I mean, trust me, I'm going to gamble still, because that's just the type of, like you said, degenerate lifestyle is what I'm living right now. But I'm not gonna say that it's 100% okay and there's nothing wrong with it too. So,
Yeah, I think it's like weird that it's just like it's everywhere now. Because remember
right.
when I started in 16, 17, you didn't talk about that. Like it was taboo. Like you, like when I was a kid, like you only saw the odds on the last page of the sports section next to the transactions.
Right.
Now you have open promos,
Yep.
and I'm just like,
Over
I mean,
under
I'm part of the
lines are
problem. I'm
everywhere.
sponsored by gambling companies, but it's just.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there was a period where they were talking about putting a like kiosk in one of in the Breslin Center at MSU for some, I don't remember the company, but there was
Sports
like
book.
talks about it happening, some
Yeah,
sports book
yeah.
being put in the
Oh
Breslin
yeah,
Center.
Console Energy Center or PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, they have a sports book now.
That's insane.
Yeah, they have a sports book in the arena.
It's
That's
just wild,
insane.
especially like on a college campus like MSU. It's like these
Yeah,
kids are
I
already
mean,
poor, and you're
oh yeah.
encouraging
Well,
them to
instead of taking it
gamble.
out of it, man. Hey, nothing wrong with betting like a couple bucks in a parlay, but the problem is most people are gonna see it and it's like, okay, I'm setting thing, I'm gonna put like my life savings on it, and that's the problem. A lot of people don't think like, okay, I'm just gonna put a buck or two down. I'm just
And
play money.
the gambling companies think they can get away from it by everything saying, oh, bet this, but bet responsibly, of
Well, of
course.
course, that's just a disclaimer for legality
Right,
purposes. That's mainly all it is.
Yep.
As I said, like I don't have a problem with gambling. It's just like I'm like, why is it everywhere? Okay. I mean, there's money to be made. Let's be real, but
Definitely.
it's
The
just,
floodgates were just opened,
oh, of
and
course. And it's just it's a
no.
wide open free rein. It's like go.
Same thing with NIL. It just got open
Oh.
without any real consideration of maybe we need to regulate it a little
Of course, dude.
bit.
People are getting paid $8 to $10 million to transfer now. You have a difference because remember, a little over 10 years ago, Terrell Pryor from Ohio State, he got suspended indefinitely along with a few other players for sell like autographing jerseys for $1,000. And they like they weren't making any money. If you ever buy protein, shit's fucking expensive. Like Jim Tressel lost his job because of it. Now you have guys getting paying $8, $10 million, and I think Pryor's suing the NCAA now for it.
I mean, as he should, honestly.
Yeah.
Same thing with Reggie Bush with what he got an apartment
Yeah,
or
oh
something at
yeah. No,
USC.
they bought his parents a house. And I mean, he
Insane.
did get his Heisman back, which is good, but.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's insane. I mentioned the MSU thing, but it was funny because earlier this year we played Washington in basketball.
Yeah.
And Barry Sanders' kid, Nick Sanders, is on MSU's team as a walk-on. And they had a stat line because Washington basketball had a $2 million transfer student go there to specifically play basketball, and he put up 0 points against MSU, and they had a stat line. They had his 0 point stat line next to Nick Sanders' stat line, who's a walk-on at MSU, who scored a bucket. So it was like
Nice.
$2 million transfer versus walk-on at Michigan State, like just absolutely insane the type of money that's getting tossed around for these kids to
Of
go
course.
and play a sport that isn't even, I mean, it's technically not professional, right? Like it's collegiate level sports. So like,
But
I don't know.
most collegiate isn't even about academics anymore. I feel like it's more about just like prepping guys for the NFL. There was always the joke, it's that like they weren't really getting an education. Like some guys were getting educations, but for the most part, they were getting like joke classes, electives, nothing too crazy. That was always like the joke at the time. But most of the time now, you're just focused on athletics. It's just like it's a feeder league, it's a minor league for the NFL these days. And main thing there is, okay, when does it stop? Because now, like, you've kind of like that was the whole thing about college football. It was like the sanctity, it was about the school. It was never about the player. And now it's there's been no balance. Now it's just like gone far the other side when it should have been slowly reared over anyway. It was way too far over here. Now it's all the way over there.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it was they did it in such a bad way.
They
Such a bad way.
opened the floodgates at once. That's the
And I mean,
problem.
it doesn't help like when these kids are getting offered so much money and they're gonna bounce around.
Of
And
course,
that's
you'd be
just not.
foolish. If you come from nothing, you grow up in the projects, you're really good at football or basketball, and somebody's offering you seven figures to move somewhere, you've never seen this kind of money. Your parents, you can buy them a house, you can bail them out, you can supply yourself for life if you're smart. Of course, you're gonna take it.
And school is going to not even be a concern at that point either, because you're already getting paid to do that thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's always, because there's, I mean, going from collegiate to pro levels, there's always like, okay, well, this person might not get drafted. This person might get drafted high. There's always the up and down. So it's like, you gotta work for it. And school is more important than two, because at least you could have something to fall back on if your pro dreams don't work out, but at this point it's like, all right, I'll just take the money and run with it, and I'll deal with it at the end when I run out, I guess, or I don't make the
course.
pros, or whatever happens.
And not
And
just
they don't
that, you
have
can
the
always stay at
safeguards in
school.
place for like predatory NIL stuff. Like Gervin Dexter, when he was coming out of Florida, had an NIL thing that entitled the company he signed with to give him like a significant portion of his NFL contract for like the next 10 years. It's, I
That's
don't know
terrible.
the exact numbers, but it was like he's losing a lot of money to this company because he's getting drafted. And, they just don't have those safeguards in place where, or the education in place for these kids either.
Yeah,
Because, I
and
mean,
they probably don't have lawyers look that over. I mean, you got to be careful about that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's what probably did him in. It's like, okay, I'm just going to look at the lawyer. I need the money. I'll sign it. And they probably put that stuff on like page 57 of 75.
Right. In the
And then it's like, oh,
finest
nobody's
print,
going to look over
too.
that. Like, you don't have like a team of lawyers looking over and analyzing every tooth and comb all over that sort of thing.
Right.
They don't.
I mean, the verbiage they use, too, I'm sure is very, I'm sure these kids aren't going to
Yeah.
understand what they're reading in the first place
Very
either, too.
lawyery, you know?
Right.
Of course.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Because why would they not try to do that? Right. Like, I mean, it's fucked up, but it's going to happen. That's just the real world at this point,
Yeah. I mean, no such thing as a free lunch, unfortunately. There's always a way they try to get back at you.
Now, Tree,
Kind
you also follow the Penguins, right?
Yep,
A
I
little
do.
bit. How are you feeling? The team continues to get older and older. How are you? Are you at the point where you want them to blow the core up, or are you kind of in the camp of just keep it together until Crosby wants to retire?
I'm going to be honest. I thought they should have done that after the Rangers series, but they were never going to do it because I'm like at the point, like, okay, that was your off point. You had a bunch of guys that were free agents. You know, Malkin was a free agent, Letang was a free agent, Raquel, Rust. But the moment they signed Rust, I'm like, yeah, they're going to keep everyone around. But I mean, you've locked yourself into this wheel. The first year, I mean, I just didn't think it would be this bad. Like, I figured you'd at least be like the Red Wings, where you'd like make an like as a second wild card, get blown out in the first round. You're not even making the playoffs, and now you're at the point where you're considering a fire sale now because like the team's not good. Like the goaltending's been an absolute mess. Like Tristan Jarry is completely unplayable.
Yeah,
But
they finally got him out of town.
yeah, I mean, I the only reason why they signed him was because there like there was nobody else left. I'm like, oh, thank God these guys are like, ah, crap.
Yeah, I mean, the moment
I never
Murray
liked
just.
I never liked the Ryan Graves deal. Just putting it out there right now, but it's like, I still didn't think he would be that bad.
Yeah. And I feel like the moment that they chose, obviously, they still got a second Stanley Cup out of it, but the moment they chose to keep Murray over Fleury, I think, was kind of the beginning of the end for them in a way.
Let me argue about this because I keep hearing this argument. Let's go back to 2017. Matthew Murray was the younger goalie, cheaper, led you to back-to-back Stanley Cups, and the upside was there. Fleury was your backup, and he was more or less just like an extra contract and obsolete. Every GM, like 30 out of 30, picks Murray over Fleury in that situation. And you couldn't predict that Fleury would have a revival and Murray would fall to injury. You just couldn't.
I mean, I agree with you there. I think I would make the same exact decision. It's just very unfortunate Murray didn't end up panning out
Yeah.
in the end as a
The
long-term
injuries,
solution at
man. I
goalie,
mean,
because he was
he was
phenomenal those two
first couple of
Stanley Cup
years.
runs, just
Yeah.
absolutely amazing. And the downfall of the goaltending, getting trapped into these big contracts for aging guys who just aren't playing up to standard that they need to reach. It threw them into purgatory of being a middling franchise at best.
Yep.
And
When Ottawa signed Murray to that deal, I'm like, oh, good luck with that. And it was just instantly regrettable. They traded him in a year. And now I think he's like in like the AHL, like gets a cup of coffee in the NHL every now and again. But it's like I said, the injuries just, he is not the same. It's a shame.
So
Trying to.
in your time as a YouTuber, how have you kind of seen like the NFL community like evolve over time? Like how has your kind of audience, how have you seen it kind of evolve in terms of like just their attitudes towards the NFL, or how they have you seen them kind of start to mirror your like thoughts on the NFL as well?
It varies sometimes. I mean, it's still, you have that different, those different arcs and variations, but the NFL scene has changed a good bit. I know, like 16, 17, like there wasn't much. Now everyone wants a piece of the pie. Like NFL isn't trying to get heavy in there. ESPN has really had a big role, especially with acquiring McAfee, who came in around the same time. Like started out at Barstool, and he was able to build that audience pretty quickly. And I know, I'm trying to think where else, but it's just like more or less like we just do our own thing. Nobody really has like drama anywhere. Like it's a pretty peaceful community. Like I like it. So it's more or less that's how it's really been. It's just it's like there's a room for everybody here. There's no real nobody's in real direct competition. It's just everyone offers something different. And it's just you have to make yourself different in order to capture the eyeballs. And I think my thing too, like I'm noticing like I don't know if it's just me, but there's more football fatigue, especially over the last like couple of years, you know, adding the extra game. They're looking to add 18 games, another bye week, probably Super Bowl on President's Day, and fewer preseason games. The injuries are just out of control, but that's just because, you know, you don't have enough time to warm up, and it's just the players are faster, stronger, more agile than ever. And you can't develop bones, joints, and ligaments, but at the same time, it more or less just, I feel like it's just like you have a lot of people are just like, enough, I'm done. It's just like it feels like you're kind of having people tap out now, which it was never like that, especially when I grew up.
Yeah, I'll speak to that too. Just at the especially at the beginning of the season this year, it was really tough to watch any football that obviously wasn't the Lions.
Yeah.
Just because like we being a Lions fan, we have like the rejuvenated feeling of like okay, we have a good team finally to watch.
And you
So
have a
there is
fun
that ex
offense.
right. There's that excitement every week of like okay, there's a good team, there's good product that's being put on the field. But just like some of these other games at the beginning of the year were so hard to watch. The offense was abysmal. It was slow starts and no, it was just like,
It was sloppy. Like it
it's
wasn't
I,
even good defense. It was
it
just
was just
sloppy
like, I'm
play.
sitting here watching this because I haven't watched football in months. And I like, I, you being a football fan, you watch football because you enjoy the sport, but you can tell when you're getting an inferior product. And
Of
it
course.
like, football fatigue has definitely been growing recently. And I would say, even for myself, it's been hard to watch some games because I'm just like, dude, I can't watch. It's like garbage some of the time.
Oh yeah, I mean there were some bad games. Like even later in the year, it got even worse. Like Seattle, Chicago Thursday night. Oh my God.
Yeah, that
Dude, it's
was
just like
abysmal.
I mean, I get it's like a windy night, but dude, like you can't be that bad. Like it is
Yeah.
like you guys don't even practice.
Right.
I mean, it just comes down to look, if I wanted to watch sloppy football, I'll go watch a middle school or high school game.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, you expect to be the best of the best, and there were just so many like games where it's just like you're making a bunch of unforced errors or just like sloppy, bad offensive line play. And I'm like,
Right. If I wanted to
what are we
watch
doing?
more games like the Bears Seattle game, I would watch Maxion every Tuesday, right? Like,
Well, Maxion at least is fun.
right. Yeah.
I
No,
mean, dude,
but
I have to watch the Steelers. Trust me, it's miserable enough,
yeah.
especially with them. And it
Yeah,
was even worse last year.
that's fair.
Yeah, at
So
least
I'm
it's
used
not
to
an
the
end
bad.
around every drive this time.
Oh, jet sweeps? Oh,
Yeah, jet
God. Oh,
sweeps end
dude.
arounds. Yeah.
I mean,
Why is the halfback toss so consistent in the Steelers offense or the pitch or
because it
whatever
just
they
is the halfback
what?
toss, halfback dives. Halfback power.
Halfback toss it to the slowest running back in the NFL. It's going to work
Yes,
out
but
too
it
bad, I
just makes
promise.
no
Yeah, I mean, if
sense.
you're going to toss it to anybody, it would be Jalen Warren, but you're tossing it to Najee Harris and Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
funny. It's almost like they'll do the halfback toss to Najee and then try to do the halfback dive or halfback power to Jalen
Get
Warren.
Jalen Warren.
It's
Yeah,
supposed to be the
it's
other way around,
weird.
guys. It's the sleight of hand. Do what you shouldn't be doing so that the other team thinks you're doing the other.
Halfback power to Justin Fields. That's how
Exactly.
you get it going.
There we go.
I think
Put
that
him in the
I think
back.
it'll be different
Honestly,
if we
put him
make
in
him
the
a kick
back
returner
room.
this year.
I think that's what we got to do to switch to turn things around.
Maybe.
Gosh.
Might be the only
What's up with
way.
Pickens, by the way?
I mean, he had those issues coming out of college. I know there was like a mental thing. Like, I mean, it's just like he would always get into fights, but like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
He's
you're
just.
actively just fighting people in the middle of games openly. I mean, during plays. Like the game against Cincinnati was unacceptable. I'm like, dude, if you're gonna pull that shit, get the fuck off the team. Like he was talking about like, you know, having issues with the media. He said that shit after the Cleveland game, like, oh, they only lost because it was snowing. I'm like, dude, like you'd be lucky to be traded for a third round pick. And this has also been a trend of the Steelers. Like every wide receiver turns into incorrigible cancer for I don't know.
Maybe I always think it's funny because they like Steelers fans ran Juju out of town, and yeah, he was like doing some dumb TikTok shit, but at the end of the day, he wasn't a cancerous presence on the team.
I think the thing with Juju and why I was angry at him, he could have done that anywhere else. He could have done that on the 20-yard line or on the sidelines. I would have had no problem with it. It's the fact that he did it on the logo. Like the logo is supposed to be sacred. It's just showing a disrespect. That's my issue with it.
Fair, yeah. Yeah, Pittsburgh and their wide receivers are quite the storyline, honestly.
Chase Claypool.
At least of recent. Yeah.
Deontay Johnson. I mean, he's even worse now. Is that what?
Mapletron? Chase Claypool.
Mapletron, yep. He got injured like in training camp, didn't play. Deontay Johnson was flipping out in the Texans locker room after a playoff win and he just got cut.
Yeah. Gosh, we'll see where he ends up. If he
went back to Baltimore.
Future chief.
Yeah, he got traded. He might get a compensatory pick, but I doubt anyone picks him up. He might be going to the XFL or the UFL. Like, why would you want to deal with a malcontent who can't perform?
Mm-hmm.
He ran himself off Carolina, ran himself off Baltimore, ran himself off Houston.
Yep.
And it's so disappointing because he had so much talent. He was a very shifty guy. He had the drop issues, of course, but,
yeah,
like,
but
he was consistently one of the most open receivers when he was with
wide receiver two, wide receiver three.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Tyler, I got a trade proposal.
Sure.
I'll offer you Mike Tomlin for the ghost of Ben Johnson. Straight up.
I'll take that offer if he's our defensive coordinator.
No, you gotta
I don't know if he's gonna want to be defensive coordinator. But the problem is too, he has a no trade clause, so Tomlin would probably deny that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's such a weird spot because, like you said, no trade clause. Like they're not gonna fire him either. There's no reason to, right? Like, I mean, you said they don't care though. Obviously they don't care where they're at. They don't care with the complacency. Like it is what it is. They're not going to fire him because he's.
Of course not. I mean, they're afraid of like making a move.
They
That's
get their
the
yearly playoff appearance and then they get fucking walked out of town and it's the end of the year. And it's like, all right, let's do it all over again.
Yep. And that's why everyone's pissed in this town.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, this was supposed to be a team of excellence. And now you're just settling for being a CC plus team. And it's just like, you're getting bailed out by TJ Watt and Chris Boswell. How long can they do that? How long does Cam Hayward have left?
Yeah.
And now you're just sitting there like, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to get rid of Terrell Austin, even though that would have been a sacrificial lamb because Tomlin runs that defense. I mean, you're not firing Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach. The dude sucked at Carolina and got fired by Matt Rhule. I mean, what are we doing here?
It's insane.
That's the problem.
It's insane.
And I know everyone says Steeler fans are spoiled, but it's like spoiled for what? So you get your ass beat in the wild card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not
nobody wants to be. I mean, first time it's like in a while, it's like, okay, fine, great. But when it happens over and over again, you just get like, okay, great.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not spoiled if like that's what you're expecting to happen. Right?
Yeah. Like I expected to get our asses beat in Baltimore because they had terrible form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Life of a Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm. Brad Pump Q Days of our Steelers.
Well, I think that's all we've got for today. Utree, do you have do you want to shout out your channel real quick to everyone?
Absolutely. Definitely, man. I'm under Urinating Tree on YouTube, Urinating Tree on Twitter or X or wherever you want to call it. Urinating_tree on Instagram. Don't really post on there all that often, but eventually I do. I just like post like some random baseball stuff on there every now and again. I suck at it, so just how it goes. But otherwise, I mean, thank you guys for having me on. I know it's been a while, but I'm finally glad I was able to get some time to join you.
No, we appreciate it so much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, man.
This is awesome to have you on.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right. Well, everyone listening at home, this is Knowing Ball. We are on YouTube, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Tyler still needs to get our Twitter running because he keeps promising to do that, but he refuses.
It's tough. I mean,
It's
it's just like
so
always like
hard.
it gets
It's
like
so hard.
it falls back in your back line. It's like, oh, should I do it? Nah, I got other
Especially
stuff. Well,
because
and it's like
we don't
I
pay
gotta
for Twitter Blue either, so
it's
it's
like,
like
what am
there's
I
no
gonna do?
point.
Just am I just gonna like BS all my like just BS a bunch of tweets or
That's
like
what I
what?
do. I
Like,
BS a bunch of tweets.
I mean, I
That's all
guess,
I
yeah.
do.
But I was thinking like I want to like post clips and shit, but that's like a whole nother thing too, because it's like I have to get the clips and I have to record this and then take it into a different. It's yes, but I promise I will when I get. I just got a new job too, so when I get settled in my new job, I will
Nice.
work
Where are
on
you working
getting
at now,
clips.
brother?
I work at Michigan State actually.
Nice.
Yeah, so I just got a
Congratulations,
job.
man.
I just got a job there, so that was really cool.
Yeah,
Thank you. I appreciate that too.
that was the thing for both of us for a couple of years. We were both really trying to get in somewhere, and so we both finally got
Yeah.
one, and now we can have a consistent recording schedule too, which is nice.
Well, because previously I was working two jobs. I was working two part-time jobs, busting my ass every day.
I know
Like,
that feeling.
didn't get the weekends off, anything. It's like I'm literally working my life away. And then Tom's just like, "All right, when do you want to record this week?" I'm like, "Let me check all of my fucking schedules I have and try and fit something in for an hour."
Yeah,
So,
no, yeah, I get it.
that's how I used to work with me in the restaurant industry when I was back in the day. Like
Yep.
weekends, bye. Like it's like I
Yep.
couldn't plan anything for that
Yeah,
same
I
reason.
was a server, so I was
Oh yeah,
serving
same here,
and I
serving.
was working from home. So it was like I had two things that were taking up an abundance of my times, and the weekends were hard too, because when I'm not working and I, let's say I work like at 4 p.m., I want to lay around and not do shit because I've been working all week too. So
Yeah,
it's like,
or you want to try and plan a night out or something. You don't
right,
want to like
exactly. Yeah.
do other stuff. It's
Yeah,
understandable.
definitely.
Yeah,
So
no,
yeah, but it's nice. So
I get it, Tyler. I was
one
fortunate
job though.
enough to let my parents let me stay with them for while I was looking for a full-time job.
Yeah. But still,
I recognize that
adulting,
was very
paying
fortunate to
bills.
have
Yeah.
that. So
Yeah, I tried to get out. Like the last time I moved in with my parents was actually during, or my mom was actually during the pandemic. She asked me to move in with her. So
gotcha.
was there
Yeah.
for a couple months. So
Yeah.
it's not a fun feeling when you're out of college, you have to move back.
Yeah, no.
Not fun.
But we're all set now, right, buddy? Yeah,
Yes, sir. At least
bud.
trending that way. So, yeah.
Yeah. Barring, well, we're not going to get laid off.
I don't think a school is gonna lay people
No,
off. Like
we should be
it's
good. You're too ingrained into the woodworks now, and you've only
oh
been there for
yeah.
like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah,
All right,
unless they
yeah.
like change their mind. I don't think they're gonna do that quickly. I
No,
mean,
no,
if
no.
they do, they'll offer you like an unemployment or severance package, but
Yeah, no, we're
I don't think that's
chilling.
gonna happen. No,
I'm
we're good.
happy. We're
We're
good.
good.
He's
Yeah, you're
also
good.
good.
You're
We're in
good.
good place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it again. It
Yeah,
was
of course.
genuinely it was nice talking to you and
Absolutely.
laughing and just chopping it up for a second. So I
Definitely.
appreciate
Pleasure
it.
talking with you guys too, man. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
it. Yeah,
Yeah, of course. We'll try to keep in touch every time
Definitely,
we
brother.
pass. Great. Great having you on.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Cool.
much.
Thank you,
Awesome.
man. Thank you
All righty.
guys.
Peace out,
Peace
everybody.
out. Peace out.